This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here at Money, Riches, and Wealth. Thomas Bum 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 Vasudo is with me tonight. How are you, Thomas?
I'm doing well, Drew.
That's good. We have an open show tonight,
yes,
Thomas.
Yes, sir.
An open show. And that means that, again, our listeners are the guests. Last week we talked about a fascinating topic, Section 199A. What more could you ask for, especially if you're a business owner? You know, you learned a lot about how complicated this new tax law is going to be. But tonight, it's an open show, so our listeners get to direct the conversation. They get to determine where we're going. They get to determine if we're going to talk about 401k plans or IRAs or whatever. It's totally their choice.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear something? I can hear something in my headphones there, Chris. I don't understand why. It's like I'm hearing something talk in the background of my headphones. So can you hear that, Thomas?
I can hear something.
I don't know if our listeners can hear it.
Somebody's talking to me.
But it's interesting.
Yep.
Oh, it's probably that.
It could be the monitors here, Drew. But
there you go. Somebody had those televisions on up there. Yeah, I just turned that off, too. So thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. Anyway, we're on an open show, 410-922-6680. We were talking. We couldn't even hear that. That TV was on there, you know. Anyway, we're on an open show, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask a question and direct the conversation, because that's what an open show is all about. So if you don't call in, we'll just chatter on to the topics that we think we'd like to talk about.
Right.
And you know, and I was talking to Sean and Frank this morning, and, you know, my point was, once again, I just can't get over how complicated this new tax law is.
Yeah.
And so many people are going to miss, because they're going to just cruise into 19 with the attitude that nothing's changed,
right,
and they're not going to change anything. And next thing you know, they're going to end up with missing a tremendous amount of tax opportunities.
That's right.
Be it they a business owner, that's going to be the worst. But people who are charitably minded, that's going to be a big problem.
Yep.
People who have home equity credit lines and aren't thinking about, you know, how do I make sure that I get my deduction for my home equity credit line that I have outstanding? Because those rules change dramatically. You know, there are lots of new things about this tax law that you have to be considering, and if you're not, you're going to miss a tremendous opportunity. But we have some callers online. Again, we're on an open show. We have a couple callers online, but if you want to call in, 410-922-6680. And I'm going to Nathan in Pikesville. Nathan, how can I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Great, and you?
Great.
Good. A quick question about the Maryland 529 plan.
Yep.
Yeah.
Supposedly, with the tax plan, you know, made it be able to be used for elementary through K through 12.
K through 12. Uh huh.
That's true.
So are there? What are like the limits for that as far as the tax deduction is concerned? And also, do you need to itemize in order to take advantage of that?
Now, first off, Nathan, let's get it straight that when you put money into a 529, the only deduction you're getting is $2,500 per person per child for the state of Maryland. No federal income tax deduction. The only thing you get out of a 529 plan for federal purposes is any interest, dividends, and growth that you make on the money, if used for education, is tax-free. So if I put $10,000 in, it grows to $15,000, and I use it to put my child through high school in a private high school, that $5,000 of growth is tax-free for federal income tax purposes as well as state income tax. But the deduction only comes on the Maryland tax return, so I can get $5,000 per year if I'm married for my children, contributions to my children's 529 plans. $5,000 on the Maryland state tax return is equivalent to about $400 a year. All right?
Okay, and that's regardless of whether you itemize or not.
That's regardless of whether you itemize or not. You can put in as much money you want into the 529 plan, basically. There is a limit, $400,000 in your lifetime, let's call it. But, you know, you're not going to have to worry about that. So you can pretty much put anything you want in there for your children. But you can only withdraw $10,000 per year for K through 12 and get your tax-free withdrawal on that money.
Is that when per kid?
Per child. Per child.
Yep.
And when they go to college, it's unlimited what you can pull out per year as long as you can prove you have bills for the child for college.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Good call. And, you know, that's an important thing. You got a kid K through 12. You should be putting money into that 529 plan, even if you just pull it out to pay the tuition. You get that $5,000 Maryland tax deduction at this point
in time. That's right. And the key thing, Nathan, says the Maryland 529 plan, if you're a Maryland resident, you better be in the Maryland 529
plan. You've got to be in the Maryland plan. That's the only one. We'll see if we can get this in Washington. I only have a 30 seconds or so. What can I do for you, my friend?
Yes, Drew and Tom, quick question. If you have a mortgage and you know you're not going to be staying in the house for a very long time, let's say about 5 years, does it really make sense in order to prepay the mortgage down on the principal?
I normally don't recommend it, especially if you're not maximizing your 401k. So if you're in the TSP plan or a 401k with a corporation and you're not putting in the full $18,500, if you're under 50 or over 50, $24,500, you're always better off to maximize that 401k plan rather than to try to prepay your mortgage, especially if you're intending to sell the house and pay it off anyway when you sell the house in 3, 4, 5 years.
Right, but even if you're doing that, is there still any real reason to go ahead and prepay?
So you're saying you're doing your max into the 401k, and so now you're saying, is there, and I still have cash flow, should I prepay my mortgage?
Right, even though you know you're going to be moving in 5 years.
Yeah, the answer to that question now becomes a matter of opportunity cost.
Right, right.
And do you want a conservative investment by just paying off your mortgage, knowing you're going to save 3, 4, 5%? Or do you want to take it and invest it and hope you get a higher rate of return? Maybe you can do a Roth IRA and you don't and you want to use the cash to fund a Roth IRA. So that becomes more of an opportunity cost question, and it's looked at client by client.
Ah, okay.
But, you know, there could be good reasons to do it, and there could be good reasons not to do it. So I hope that helps. It's either this hand or that hand, Washington.
I think it does help a little bit more. Yes, all right.
All right, buddy.
Thank you so much, Drew and Tom.
You take care. We've got to take a pause with traffic. We're going to be right back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your financial physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com. And we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. I'm here with Tomas Bonvasuto. And we're on an open show. That means anything you want to talk about, and you get to be the guest and determine the course of conversation tonight, that's what we're going to talk about. So if you want to talk about 401k plans or IRAs or Roth IRAs, or you want to talk about tax planning like I've been talking about with the new tax law, if you want to talk about estate like Steve wants to talk about in Columbia, we're going to get to you in a second, we can talk about that. Or if you want to talk about 529 plans or mortgages like Washington called in about, or 529 plans like, what was the first caller's name?
Nathan.
Nathan called about. Right, there you go. Then we'll be ready to talk about that, any topic on personal finances. That's what a professional financial advisor should be able to do, is discuss any topic in personal finances with you. And if you want to, call in now, 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680 to have your question addressed on the show. Right now we're going to Stephen in Columbia. Stephen, how can we help you?
Hello. My mother, who's elderly, is now in hospice. And the doctors say, maybe a month or two to go. But she's mentally really with it. And we've had an opportunity now to put everything in a revocable trust.
Okay.
All her bank accounts, it's not too many of them. She doesn't have a lot of possessions. It's all in a revocable trust.
Okay.
Now, so one of the things that there's three of us kids, and she's dividing it all up equal, and we all get along, fortunately. So one of the things she encouraged us to do, she said, let's not all be so morose about everything. Find out what you need to do when I pass on so you guys can keep it friendly and, you know, just enjoy what I'm giving you. So the question is kind of, what do we need to do once she passes besides, I guess, get death certificates? You know, do we have to go with a trust to the register of wills?
No.
Do I need letters of administration? How does
that work? Yeah, so let's deal with that, Stephen. So who's the successor trustee in the document after Mom passes?
Well, she married all three of us, actually, equally.
Okay.
We're all reasonably bright and get along. So.
All right, so you're all equal. Now, the other question you got to look at in the document is, do you all three have to go together every time you do something? That's called joint. Or can you work jointly or individually? And does the document allow, like, one of you to go do things if it's easier to do that than all three?
Wow, good question. I don't know.
Well, the document will say that somewhere in there. You ought to read it and see if it says that the trustees can work separate from each other, or do they always have to be together jointly? Now, that doesn't mean you have to go physically together, but it would mean that you would have to, you know, you would go to the bank. You don't have to ever go to the register of wills. You go to the bank and you say, "Hi, Mr. Banker, my name is Stephen. And my mother had a revocable trust. My mother's passed away. Here's her certificate of death. And we're looking to take over as the trustees." The banker will say, "Well, thank you, Stephen. We're going to look this document over. And if everything looks like it's in order, we're going to have you sign some paperwork to take over the account as the new trustees. And the minute they make you guys the new trustees, you can distribute the money and do whatever you want to with it." Assuming, this is all assuming, your mother isn't worth $4 million or more.
Right, nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Okay, well, I just had to clarify that. $4 million or less, then you're good to go. You just go to the bank. The minute they put your names on the account as trustee, you say, "Okay, there's $10,000 in here. Here's $33.33 for you, here's $33.33 for you, and here's $33.34 for me."
So we don't need letters of administration?
No, sir. You don't need letters of administration. Those are something you would do only if Mom did not retitle everything. So let's say there's an automobile out there that you forgot to get retitled in Mom's name,
in Mom's revocable trust.
Mm-hmm. Then you're going to have to go down to the probate people and get a letter of administration to get that car retitled. So make sure you check on cars, you check on houses, you check on bank accounts, brokerage accounts, on IRAs and retirement accounts. You just want beneficiary designations on all those. And if you do all that and you get it done perfectly, you will not have to get any letters of administration. You will not have to talk to the probate courts. You will just go into each one, make yourselves the new trustees, and then you can do whatever you want to with those accounts as necessary.
That's great. Now, we do have to file a tax return. Is that right?
For you know, it gets a little complicated now, okay? So what kind of assets do you think Mom has? Does she have just bank accounts for the most part?
Yeah, that's really it. She got a few bank accounts and some kind of not priced personal, items. Nothing
right.
Jewelry or fancy stuff.
And does she have? She has a house. Yes.
Actually, she's now in a
long-term care assisted living. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
no house anymore either.
So, and does she have any IRAs, retirement accounts?
Let's see. Well, she has a pension from the government.
Yeah, but she doesn't have any
IRAs.
No IRAs or retirement accounts or anything like that. Just bank accounts is all you're really dealing with now, right?
That's right. One insurance product, and, you know, life insurance, and then a couple of bank accounts. That's right.
Okay. So if what you're saying is true, then what I would do is the minute they put your names on the accounts, all you do is just liquidate those accounts in a relatively short period of time. Your mom files it. You file your mom's final tax return, which will be due same time everyone else's is due, April 15th of 2019. Any one of you as her child or as her trustee of her revocable trust can file that final tax return for her, and you just make sure you pay her last bills that were due, and that's pretty much it, my friend.
There's no tax return to the state or the Fed, like a state thing?
No. There can be. If you told me you had brokerage accounts out there, or you told me you...
There is one brokerage account. There is.
And how much money is in it?
Let's see. That brokerage account has about $1.5 million, actually.
Whoa. So yeah, that's a little different story then. So
now you're getting
a little more involved. Okay, so now the situation is when they're going to change that brokerage account, and from the day mom passes away, and you get that account retitled into you guys as the trustee, and no longer mom as the trustee, and you're going to have to get a new tax ID number for the trust the minute mom dies. That's a relatively simple process. Either her accountant, whoever was doing her tax return, can do that for you, or you could go to the lawyer who wrote the revocable trust, and he can walk you through this thing, and it shouldn't cost you that much money to do that. But, you know, you do need to get a new tax ID number, and you got to give that to the bankers and the brokers. And the minute they get that new tax ID number, they're going to shift the interest, dividends, and capital gains from that day forward from mom's tax return to a new tax return for the three of you. And the reason I was saying nothing really before was because you said you only had bank accounts, and if you liquidated them pretty quickly, there would be no income to worry about there.
So all the banks and the brokers, they're going to need that tax ID.
They're all going to need it to get you on there anyway, no matter if you generate a lot of income or not. But it's not that complicated a situation, and it shouldn't cost a lot of money. You know, like if your mother was a client of ours, we'd just walk you guys right through the whole thing. But, you know, it's not necessarily going to be that, you know, easy. I don't know who you're dealing with, but, you know, hopefully they'll help you walk through it. But it's not going to be that bad a deal, and you've done a lot of the good heavy lifting right now with what you've already done.
Lawyer should be able to do it then.
The lawyer who wrote that document wants to do it. So, you know, you can trust that. All right? All right, buddy. Good call. Good question.
Mm-hmm.
We got to take another pause with traffic. We're on an open show. You want to get on 410-922-6680. Lines are all open. We're going to traffic right now. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you and your family can trust and count on for the rest of your life? The Financial Consulate, being fee only, is unable to take commissions or referral fees. We are independent of stockbrokers and insurance companies and work solely as a fiduciary in your best interest. These are the key ingredients of a professional financial advisor. If you've been wanting a second opinion, then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your Financial Physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE, or go online to financialphysical.com to learn more. That is financialphysical.com. We're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth, here with Thomas Bonvasuto.
Yes, sir.
And we're on an open show, Thomas.
Open show. They should be calling in.
410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask a question and lead the conversation, we do have one person online. It looks like Jeff there in Columbia. We'll be with you in 1 second, but we just wanted to let you know out there, if you had a question, no topic about personal finance will be unable to be addressed. Did I say that right? Or did I get those?
Was it a double negative?
Negative, triple negative there or something of that sort. We can talk about anything.
We'll talk about anything.
Anything dealing with your personal finances. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in. I'm going to Jeff in Columbia, 529 Place. How can we help you, Jeff?
Hi. Like your show.
Well, we appreciate that, Jeff.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I have two kids in college.
Good.
And I don't have a 529 for them.
Okay.
In Maryland. So I was thinking, you know, I've got tuition bill coming up, you know, in September.
Yep.
And I was wondering, can I just put some in right now and then take it out?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So I can get that deduction.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just putting it in and then taking it right back out.
Yeah, so you've got two kids, you said, in college. So you'd want to set up an account for each of those children.
Right.
With you as the account owner, them as the beneficiary. And then you could fund it with whatever your tuition payment's going to be. And you can then, about 2 weeks after that, you can take a distribution or you can have them send it directly to the school when tuition is due. And then when you go to file your taxes on your Maryland state tax return, you'll be able to put in a $5,000, assuming you put at least $5,000 for each of them in there, $5,000 for each of them into the deduction. And if you do in excess of that, say you put in 20 for each of them, you could do that and roll that forward for another 3 years beyond that. So there's a roll forward of up to 10 years. So if you had $50,000 per child that you put in, you could do that over a 10-year period.
Okay. So you did mention 2 weeks. Is that like a minimum amount?
Yeah, they like to have it in there. They need things to settle in, you know, with, you know, just getting the transfer from the bank into the account, or if you send a check in, they want it to settle clear.
If it's first time to do it, Tom, I would strongly suggest you start it right now.
Yeah, now's a good time to do it.
Now's still good because the first time you do it, it's the worst website I've ever dealt with in my entire life.
Yeah, I mean, I do it
all
the time.
Hello, T. Rowe Price, worst website I've ever seen in my entire
life. Technically,
I'm a professional.
It's the Maryland 529 plan.
I'm a professional, and I couldn't figure it out that easily.
Yeah.
Tom had to help me, and he'd done it so many times.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
So call him on the phone and help him walk you through it.
Yeah, you can go to the Investor Center that T. Rowe Price has, you know, downtown, or you can call him on the phone, and they can walk you through it.
Would it be better to go through a phone conversation with them than do it online?
You could, but, you know, either way. But it's Maryland529.com is the website, and it's not the prepaid plan. It's the college investment plan is the one you're looking for.
You want to put it in money market.
And you want to use the Treasury money market, which, you know, it's dollar in, dollar out. You're not trying to earn money. You're trying to get the tax deduction.
Right.
All right, Jeff?
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right.
You're welcome.
I just did that myself for the first time this year. Thank you. Whoa. Danger, Will Robinson.
Is that the emergency broadcasting?
Yes. I think we're going to the Eastern Shore. Karen on the Eastern Shore, how can we help you?
I want to ask about 529 for my grandchildren.
Yeah.
Sure.
Their parents have a plan for each of the three grandchildren already.
Sure.
Can I contribute to that, or can I open my own for them?
I would say the easier thing to do is it the Maryland plan?
Yeah, they have a Maryland plan, and I have a savings account for each one of the kids, but with my Social Security number on it, so I'm paying the taxes each year.
Right,
so
right.
So could I have a 529, or could I transfer it into the one that they already have?
You can contribute to theirs. It'd probably be easier administratively to just have one account out there. As long as it's the Maryland plan, you'll still get the tax deduction. You just keep your records that you made those contributions.
She has to do it right into the Maryland 529
directly
plan.
Into the 529
for each child, right?
Yep.
Right.
And as long as you do that, Karen, you get the deduction for the contribution.
Now, you also said you had accounts set up for the kids, but it was your Social Security number. Are they custodial accounts? Is it like, you know, your name custodial?
Well, when I went to do it, the bank said I had to do it in my name. It wouldn't put it in their name unless I tried to get it gift to minors, but they said that's not available anymore. So it's my name / their name with my social.
So that's one of the interesting things, Karen, about bankers, is that every time you go there, you get a different story because most bankers don't know what they're talking about. You know, I hate to say that, But I've seen some wild things and heard wild things from bankers. But Maryland, the UTMA, Uniform Transfer to Minors account, is still absolutely available in the state of Maryland, in any financial institution.
Yep.
So I could have an account with their social security number, and they would pay the tax.
Well, not totally. Right. If you're going to go to college, you best to just put it in the 529. It's a win-win for you and the kid.
Yep. Yep.
Are they going to go to college?
I hope so.
Well, then I would put it in the 529. You get the tax deduction, getting it into the plan, and then they get the growth of the money tax-free. So it's a win-win for everyone.
So is there, like, a voucher or something my son and daughter-in-law would have for the plan that they're already established, and I would just make a deposit?
Yeah, they do get vouchers with them. They can also give you a link the 529 plan has to, you know, for people to gift. It's right on the website. You know, they get emails on that all the time, but they can also call them. But there's a give a gift link on the Maryland 529 site, and you can follow that direction there. There's a gift contribution slip that you click on. And
but remember, it's the
right
worst
there.
Site ever, Tom.
Yeah, but
it's
yeah.
the worst site
if
ever.
If you can get the account number, if you can get the account number from them, there's a gift contribution slip, and that's actually easier than setting up an account. Save the account, sorry.
And that's all I have to do for my paperwork is track it. And
I just make a photocopy, and you got the check number. You know, it's
you're gonna have record electronically, Karen, saying you gave money to the Maryland 529 plan three different times or two different times. That's all you're gonna need. Yeah. Maryland doesn't do a lot of. You know, on that, and you're not trying to deceive them in any way, shape, or form.
What you're not going to get is any kind of a tax document for you, likely that you're going to see,
anybody,
to really put on your tax. So you're going to need to keep your own records and tell your accountant or put into your TurboTax or whatever you do.
And is there a maximum for grandparents to put in per year?
No. Nothing you have to worry about. Unless you're worth $10 million or more, Karen, then nothing you really have to worry about.
Okay. Well, I mean, it seems like that's what I should definitely do instead of paying taxes on the savings account.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You'll save. You're married or single?
Widowed.
You're widowed. Okay. So then you get $2,500 per grandchild that you do that for. And if you do more than $2,500, as Tom said, you'll get to carry it over for 10 years until you use up all the money you put in there. So that's a great strategy for you.
Would I be able to roll the entire contents of the savings account if it's more than $2,500?
Yeah, how much is it? 5, 10, 15, 30, 100?
Yeah, about $15,000 each child.
Yeah, so
you're good to go. Put it all in, and you have
good to go.
Another, 6 years?
6 years, yeah. Six good years that you're going to get a deduction. $15,000 per child, that's going to be about $1,000 of Maryland tax savings over 10 years for each of those children.
Okay.
For you.
For you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And no longer pay the taxes on the interest on that. It's a great deal for you, Karen.
That's what I'm trying to avoid. Okay.
Yep. It's win-win.
That sounds good.
All right, you take care.
Thank you.
Bye. All right.
Popular topic because everybody's thinking about their upcoming tuition bills coming up.
Yeah. And everybody who's got a kid in private school this year ought to be thinking 529.
Yep.
If you've not been using 529 for your children's private school, listen to what who was it that called in and asked about if he could put it in and take it out. Was it Jeff in Columbia?
Yeah, it was Jeff. Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, if you got a kid going to private high school and you're paying a boatload of money, use the Maryland 520. Now, I do have to warn that there was a potential they wanted to do away with that in Maryland. So I don't know how long it'll be available, but for right now, it's available. Anyway, we got to take a break with traffic. We'll be right back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. And we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're on an open show. This is the last quarter hour. Their lines are completely open. Nobody's on the line right now. 410-922-6680. It's been a big night for 529 plans because the The fall semester is only, what, about 2 months away from being paid?
Yep.
And
yep.
So people are starting to think about strategies as to how to do that. So mm-hmm. if that's a topic that's on your mind, feel free to call in. We've also talked about estate planning. We've talked about mortgages tonight.
Right.
We've talked about all kinds of things. So if it's dealing with personal finance, we're here to address it, and we'd love to answer your question. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask a question of your own.
You know, in summer jobs, you know, it's a big topic that comes up this time of year as students are coming back from school or taking their breaks, getting ready to take summer jobs. You've talked about it a little bit with business owners employing their children. And, you know, the other thing that comes to my mind, in addition to the 529s, is the concept, and we've had many clients, grandparents, you know, that have funded, well, and parents, for that matter, funded Roth IRAs for their children with the proceeds from their summer jobs.
Yeah, if a parent has the extra cash around and they want to be generous to their children, you know, one great thing to do is you have a child that earned $2,000 during the summer and mm-hmm. you were proud of what they did. You know, you take $2,000 out of your own savings and set up a Roth IRA for them.
Yep.
That's tax-free growth of money for the rest of their life, Tom.
Yep, yep.
That's unbelievable what it could do if you let that money sit in there. And if, God forbid, they need the money in 10, 15 years, you can always go back in and take the contributions the parents put in there and leave whatever growth is already made in there.
Exactly.
So the Roth IRA is a great strategy mm-hmm. for children who've worked during the summer and so forth. So that's a great point.
Yeah.
Good one to think about.
Well, and you can create a little incentive. You say, hey, whatever you work, I'll match. You know,
I did that with my grandson. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, okay, you made umpteen dollars this year, I'm going to match it. You put in some money into the Roth, I'll do fivefold mm-hmm. what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And he put in a couple $100 and I put $1,000 in, you know?
Yeah, that's
and
great.
And he was excited, and he learned how to save, and he learned the excitement of learning how to save and so forth.
Yeah.
We have a couple callers coming in, Tom. We got only a few minutes left in the show, so we're going to Jeremy in Westminster. Jeremy, how can we help you?
You know about that?
Jeremy, turn your radio off. Okay. Jeremy, turn your radio off. How can we help you, Jeremy? Jeremy?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just wanted a little clarification on that 529. I caught the tail end of it, and I have a daughter who has two boys in a private school, but that's not a high school, and it's a very expensive school.
Doesn't matter what kind of school it is.
Seventh grade.
Yeah. So K through 12.
So they can put $10,000 per year into the Maryland 529. Take the $10,000 immediately back out of the 529, and get a $5,000 income tax deduction if she's married.
And she is married. Yes.
So and that's about a $400 a year tax savings for them. And even though they put 10 in and they only took, they only get a $5,000 deduction, they'd get that carried forward every year. And if they keep doing that, they'll just keep taking $5,000 off their Maryland income tax for every child they have, too. So if they have four children and they do it, that would be $20,000, and that would be the equivalent of about $1,600 of tax savings each year.
Okay, well, that just worked out perfectly because my wife just walked in and she caught your conversation. We're in good shape. I thank you very much.
Let's just clarify it, Jeremy. So you got to use the Maryland 529, number one, okay?
She lives in Maryland, right?
Yes, that's true.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you got to use the Maryland 529, and she's got to put it in there. She's got to leave it about 2 or 3 weeks. So when she puts it in, she wants to put it in what's called the money market. Right, Tom? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, it's a treasury money market.
Treasury money market. So there's no fluctuation in that money. So 3 weeks later, when she goes to take it back out again, it's there for her. So I would start relatively soon setting that up, since you're going to need it in August.
That's perfect. I'll talk with her tonight when I get home. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
You're
welcome. Take care.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Gary in Dundalk. Gary, how can we help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Great. And you?
Great. I'm a homeowner, and I had a question that, with your experience and all, if there's any silver lining or any good outcome of refinancing your house when, you know, you have credit cards and you have high interest, and you try to, consolidate all that. And as long as you stay, under, I guess, your equity in your house. Are you all right, or do you know if that comes out, ever comes out well, or has it always come out bad?
Let me just make sure I clarify what you're asking. So you have a bunch of debt accumulated on credit cards that are fairly high interest rate.
Right.
And you want to refinance or take a home equity credit line against your home equity and use that to pay the high credit card debt off, right?
Yeah, lower the payment. That way, you know, you help yourself out tremendously, plus keep your credit. You know?
Yes, okay. So that's a difficult answer because there's a lot of pieces and parts to that question, okay?
That's how the deal goes, right?
first off, you have to have equity in your home more than, say, you've got to have a debt-to-equity ratio of at least 80, let's call it 80 or 75% debt-to-equity, because there's got to be some equity to draw. Most banks, if you have a house worth $300,000 and you owe $270 on it, not many banks are going to give you that $30,000 credit line.
Right.
But if you have a house with $300,000 and you have $200,000 of mortgage, you could probably easily get a $40,000 or $50,000 credit line against that.
Okay, so that's
part number one. That's only part number one now, right? So now the second question, do you have equity more than, you know, do you have equity in the house?
Yeah, we got equity in the home. You know, it's a little home, but we do have equity in it.
All right. So
I guess the loan would even go if you didn't have equity. My wife handled all this stuff, by the way, and I'm like, I don't like hawking the house. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but I think there's a positive to doing it, but there's also negatives. There's also negatives. So the next question I would ask, if you were a client of ours, I would say, why do we have the credit card debt? That's the most important question. You know, because if...
An addiction.
Well, I understand, but you see what I'm saying is that if I don't address why and I let you go and borrow against the home equity credit line, but we don't resolve the root issue, then I've hurt you.
I wouldn't want to hurt you.
So if I can't cure the root issue, I would never want you to take a home equity credit line out.
Yeah, because it's going to keep going.
Yes. So you've got to deal with the root issue as to why are we doing this. And once we deal with the root issue, then we look for the fastest and quickest way to get out of debt. Let me give you a suggestion. There was a lady we had on the show about 2 years ago, and she talked about a spending fast. And it was an incredible concept that you actually agree with each other that we're only going to spend money for the next 2 months on this, this, and this, just enough to survive and nothing else. And if you can do that for 2 months, you'll find at the end of 2 months that you've probably broken that bogey off of your back.
Yeah, it's called Debt-Free Living. The author's name is Anna Newell Jones, and it's how spending fast helped me to get from broke to, she says badass. Can I say that?
Yes, Tom, go ahead. We're going to let you say that.
So
all right, Gary, there's a lot more we could talk about. But that
spam people that keep calling, you know, want you to, you pay good for 5 years, are they recommended?
Careful with the people that call you.
What's the name of the company we do like? Goodwill?
Guidewell Financial Services. It's right out here in the Cape. Guidewell. Okay. It's the old Consumer Credit Counseling Services.
Guidewell Financial Services.
Yeah, right out here in Catonsville on Frederick Road.
In Catonsville. All right, Gary?
Okay, good.
I got to run. Yep. We got just 30 seconds left. Dee in Bel Air, I've got 30 seconds.
Oh, my.
You want to go on hold, and I'll answer your question off air. How about that?
That's great. Thanks.
You hold, and I'll be back with you. Right. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that.
All right.
You know, I knew every single song tonight, but I wasn't going to impress you because you're just not impressionable. Did you ever think about that? Tom's impressionable, but Chris, no, not at all. Who's on next week? What are we doing?
Well, I knew you were going to ask me that, and
You've got 2 seconds.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, anyway, we'll just shower the people with love there, Tom.
We will do that, yeah.
And we're going to finish up our show here, and I'll go talk to Dee off the air. This is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.